KZ4RUN, KX4DDE. KZ4RUN, KX4DDE. KX4DDE clear.
Welcome to the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Your net controller tonight is WGU4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the in-system version of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. It's also the echo link node 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. It's atop Cedar Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North County, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is in elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed operate on their frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for net? Call WG4MC or net control. Now again, the roll call. I want to remind everyone this is a direct internet. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please keep your call sign phonetically. It's always appreciated. Name, location, and city, your intent to remain on the net for the Raichu portion. Before we start with the RF check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-in function of the repeater, starting with W4FCM, Fred and TR, his wife Isla, N4IEI, K4XM, XMR, excuse me, Mount Prosperity, W4DF, non-Bowling Springs, N4ASW, Tony, Asheville, KI4LZI, Andy, up there in Table Rock, KO4ZEW, Ben, Sensville, KO4NNH, Fred, Piedmont, KA4JCA, Sally, her husband, Richard, KA3JCA, their daughter Ashley, KA4ACL, and they bring along K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, all in Sensaville, KM4JWP, Brian Rutherford, KF4NXY, Dave, Southern Greenville County, and then we have AF4SX, that's Marie, also in Southern Greenville County, and then we have KM4 ELH, that's going to be Kirk in Greenville. Then we have KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher. And then we have KO4RAX, Jim in Dakinsville. And then we got KQ4FRY, that's Rhonda in Lyman. Then we got K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden. And then 4RJ in Mr. John in Brown Summit. And then we got K1CJW, that's Roland in Pickens. Appreciate everybody using the pre-function of the repeater. Now we'll go to our friends on Echolink. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. WG4MC is Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Looking for check-ins, and we're looking for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. Please also check in my wife Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa. That's Chad Nana in Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Matt. Thank you for calling the net.
This is the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Please welcome KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad, and his wife Anna, KO4E. They make their home in Campobello. Chad, please tell Anna we stay at home. We got another Echolink station up, so Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. If you don't have transmit capability, just send me a text message. We'd love to get you checked in. All right, we'll start with RF portion. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec through Tango group, Key through T for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
G4MC. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QOG. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be native and native.
Please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, AA1RD Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and all on the net.
Let's see, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. AA1RD, that's Bob in Piedmont. Appreciate stopping by. Hope you gentlemen are doing well this evening. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert down in the Wild Kingdom of Joanna. I'll be monitoring tonight, but that's about all I got to say. I'll be listening. And 73s to all the rest of you.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KD4SRR, and that's Robert and Joanne. I appreciate stopping by, Robert. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet. The Uniform through Zulu group, E through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You know, if you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
C, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima Lima. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's, negative and negative. Good evening.
Hey, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome KA5WLL. That's Leroy and Taylor's. Appreciate stopping by, Leroy. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, you through there for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
Please check in. November 4, Zulu, Mike, Papa, Clayton, Greer.
M4Z, question mark, Papa, I didn't get your name, but you were in Greer, you had a little, you had some white noise on you. Try it again, sir.
For 4, Zulu, Mike, Papa, and the name is Blake, Charlie Lima, Apple Yankee, I'm off for November, QSO.
P, got Clayton in Greer, appreciate you stopping by, sir, again, evening. Now, the next alphabetical group, which will actually take us to the top of the alphabet, the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
4MC. Dean Matt, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
MC. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Door MC. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
MC, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'd like to welcome KK4DMW, that's Rick, his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, they're all in Piedmont. Rick, please tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope you are doing well. W4CTW, that's Tyler and Taylor's. KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. Then we have KI4DOS, Mr. Gary and his wife Joy. K3JOY, they're at home in Easley. Gary, it is so good to hear you on the radio, and I wish you a speedy recovery. And again, if you need anything, just please do not hesitate to contact me. We got W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Dave. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC. The team of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net will side down the Net South Medical Group, which will take us the Echo Through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HGET. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I have no traffic, no comments tonight, Matt. Thank you. Good night. Call on that.
Let's check in. Hello, Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November. This is 4 EGN, Harry and Kevin, North Carolina. Just as I ask for a short comment tonight.
Net Control, Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, Southwest Florida, calling in on Echolink. Name is Gus, no traffic, negative and negative.
Check in, Kilo 4, Hotel, Whiskey, Golf, that's K4HWG. This is Henry and Anderson, I'll be negative and negative.
Proceed with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome KO4HK X-ray. That's Patrick in Penrose. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. Then we got KC4EZN. That's Harry out there in Candler, North Carolina. I'll be with that view in a little bit for some comments, Harry. And by the way, you were very, very scratchy there. You had a lot of white noise on you. Just wanted to let you know. Then we got AA4GH. That's Gus in Florida checking in via EchoLink. Appreciate you stopping by, Gus. Then we got K4HWG, that's Henry and Anderson. Appreciate you stopping by, Henry. Additional stations that go through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net will side down the Net South Medical Group, which will be the India through Lima Group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC.
MC. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. This is where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
For MC. Thank you for calling for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Next check in. Kilo 2, Lima, X-ray Delta, Marsh up on Callahan Mountain, negative and negative. Thanks for taking the net, Matt. Have a good evening.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KK4JFO. That's James up there on that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to hear you, James. Hope you and the family are doing well. Then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his wife Donna. KC4MFK, they make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Then we have Marsh in Callahan Mountain. K2LXD, appreciate you stopping by. We have Duncan in Asheville, KO4JKV. Appreciate you stopping by, Duncan. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC. From C with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, we'll tie down the Net South Medical Group, which will be the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. The Mike through Papa Group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC.
P
4 MC. Please check in 0 TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Sorry to be late. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Internet would like to welcome in 0TR Mr. Tom in Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Tom. Please tell Bernice we said hello. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through B for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC. To the Blue Ridge Team Internet, we've been through that alphabet once, so now let's open up to that new group. The whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta Larry, and also my wife Rhonda, Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. We're in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KC4 SKD, that's Larry, and his wife Rhonda, KG4 AHS. They made their home in Easley. Will you please tell Rhonda we said hello? I hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the whole alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC.
4MC. Please check in, N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm mobile on 85. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Matt.
And KI4, EJY, Kilo, India 4, Echo, Juliet, Yankee. This is Elisha. I'm mobile in Greenville County, and I'll be negative and negative.
N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane, mowing on 85. Be careful out there on the mobile, Shane, and in the interstate. Safe travels back to the QTH. Then we have Elisha in Greenville, KI4EJY. Appreciate you stopping by, Elisha. Hope you and the family are doing well. 7G4MC now securing the full portion of the net with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the right to portion with periodically stops for check-ins. First on the stump this evening is Mr. Harry in Candler. KC4EZN, call WG4MC.
4MC, KC4EZN. How's the signal now, Matt?
PZN, WG4MC. Harry, you're a lot better. You still got the white noise a little bit, but you're more copyable right now.
Well, that's an interesting comment. I'm talking on a 5-watt ocean handheld that I picked up on the Raleigh Hempfest last weekend, and I'm putting all 5 of those watts into a Yagi that's pointing about 100 degrees away from where you're at. I was on a J-pole earlier, and it's about 10 feet lower than the Yagi, so I was just curious. I could switch to another radio with more power, but I was just curious to see how well this handheld was working. I got a real good price on it, and it's probably at least 10 years old.
Is that in WG4MC? Well, sounds like it's doing better for you. Like I said, that last transmission, you were fully copyable, just had a little bit of white noise on you, but sounds like you got it for a good price and pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I am. I picked up 2 radios, and one, and semi-last one. Picked up another radio that it programs, it listens real well, and it will open the repeater, but the audio gets out of it. And I think the gentleman told me that it had been used on pockets, so they may have modified it internally. Tenko DR-112, and there was some modifications to that radio that bypassed some of the audio when you were running data. I haven't had a chance to dig into that, but again, the price was good enough that if one radio out of the 2 works, I'm still happy, and I also have another ocean radio that's a little bit newer. But anyway, That was good.
QZ and WG4MC. Looks like you timed out the repeater, Harry.
I think I timed out the radio here. I had it set on club repeater up here. Works on 180. Let's see, I think it's 120 seconds. Roughly 2 minutes. And I've got this one set a little bit sooner. I think I may turn that off. I'm just glad it's working. We'll turn it back to you, Matt. Just got a little bit of a longer radio check here. But yeah, your repeater doesn't time out when you're on net mode, but my radio did. That's G4MC, KC4EZN.
EZ and WG4MC, always a pleasure, Harry. Glad you got the new XT. And again, if you need anything, just let us know. This is WG4MC with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We're looking for check-ins. We're in that big group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray. KO4 ZYX. Daniel Moglin from Woodruff to Duncan. Negative and negative. Realized what time it was and turned on the mobile radio and just caught you. Good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll say 73s. I'll be in and out.
With Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, I'd like to welcome KO4ZY X-ray. That's Daniel moving around in Woodruff to Duncan. Be careful out there on the mobile. Daniel, again, safe travels back to QTH. WG4MC with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Looking for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Or if anybody would like to do Raichu, final call for check-ins or Raichu, please call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. That long pause means we have everybody for this evening, so stand by just a sec. Send the net report. The Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Looks like I just saw an Echo Link station pop up, so if that Echo Link station would like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Yeah, sure. Billy G4MC, KB0. Please check in. KB0, KBJ. Steve up here in South Dakota. Well, we got 70 degrees here at 8:30 in the evening. It was a high of 85 or 81 or something like that today. All right, good evening.
This is WG4MC. Would like to recognize KB0KBJ. That's Steve up there in South Dakota, where he said he had a warm day, 80 degrees today. That's about what it was here today, sir. Nice and pretty, and then it kind of turned a little cloudy, but glad you were able to check in with us, Steve. Hope you and the family are doing well. All right, WG4MC with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And I will make just an amendment to the net report. We had a total of 54 check-ins, and 54 check-ins with Mr. Steve coming by. Again, Steve, hope you and the family are doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. All right, 7G4MC with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Now, securing the net for this evening, we would like to thank everyone for checking in. We will now return the computer back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night and good luck. WG4MC clear.
For one, Romeo Delta monitoring. That. Come again. Here with my rig. Sorry about that. Come again.
Can you eat?
QE AA1RD. Hello, Chad. I'm having trouble here with the radio. Couldn't make out what was coming in. Sorry about that.
I think that's Bob. Bob, is it?
That's right, Chad. It's Bob here.
I just walked into the radio. Is the idiot? Is he back? I got you.
Yeah, he's back, sounds like.
Yeah, well, just try to ignore him, you know. I mean, it's about all you can do. It's just, I still don't understand why anybody want to do garbage like that on the frequency. But, you know, hey, get your kicks the best way you can, I guess.
Roger, Roger. It's just, it's a shame that somebody does blame, waste time on a frequency just to, for fun and whatever. Excuse me. That's nothing but a troll in my eyes. It's KO4ZYX. I'll be monitoring on your return.
Let me tell you, here's what I think's happening. It's, you know, it's not easy to pass one of these exams. You know, it wasn't for me. I had to study for it. And you know, when you don't have the intelligence to go take an exam and be able to pass it, this right here is a perfect example of what happens when you don't have the intelligence to pass the exam or even study for it. You just go somewhere and pester somebody else trying to have a decent time.
Oh yeah, solid copy on that. I was supposed to take my general this past Monday at Spartanburg, and I wasn't comfortable with it, so I didn't even go. I just wasn't comfortable with wasting the VE's time and wasting my time. But yeah, I totally understand, because you know, I got a HF rig and everything set up at the house with dipole, and some of the crap I hear on 7.200, 40 meter, of course, I can't transmit on that. I do play around on the 10 meter that I can play on, but some of the stuff I hear on 7.200, it's almost like this same individual plays around on those frequencies as well. Over.
That I understand. Well, like I said, if you don't have the intelligence or the motivation to, you know, go get a license and be proper about it, then, you know, this is exactly what you do. And it's pretty evident, you know. But I wish you'd hang around and talk with me for a few minutes.
Well, come on, brother, come on.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm talking to him.
Ha ha ha! Roger, 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 Roger. Just a little insight. Is there any type of treasure hunt going on?
You know, all we can do is just try to antagonize, I guess. That's about it. But I can enjoy that at least.
Roger, Roger. Well, I'll see if I'll let you spark up a convo with him. I'm about to pull in at my destination here, so I'll probably be off comms for about 15, 20, 30 minutes or so. But whenever I leave from here, I'll jump back on, headed back to QTH, and I'll see if we can get him sparked up.
It's kind of funny, actually, you know. But, you gonna talk to me, bud? You gonna talk to me tonight?
I wanna put that in the
butthole. Is that all you got to say? You can't, you gotta be that vulgar on the frequency. I mean, really? To know that this is all I had to do with my time was to get on a frequency that other people tried to enjoy and try to have some decent time with it, and for you to do something like this, it's just totally unprofessional, and I have no idea what motivates a person to do something like that on a frequency that's, you know, devoted to the community. I mean, do you have any ethics, sir? I see that's all you got is vulgar. That's all you can do is vulgarity? That's all you got? This is K-O-4-N-U-E. I won't be clear about that. And I just want to say that I think it's pretty pitiful. You must have had a very horrible childhood. That's all I can say. Probably a mother that didn't treat you very well. That's possible, too. Am I right? Am I hitting the nerve? Had to get in your head. Just started to get into it. Maybe a father. Maybe a father that wasn't so nice to you either. Is that, am I hitting the nail on the head? Oh, I figured I'd get in there and screw with you just a little bit. But listen, man, do us a favor. If just stay off the frequency. Just stay off the frequency. You're doing nobody a favor. And because of your past issues, whatever they are, that doesn't mean that you need to bring them to this frequency. I hate that your mother, treated you the way she did. But, hey, it is what it is. But you don't need to mess it up for anybody else. That's exactly what I thought. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
KO4NUE?
P1RD, I believe it was. Go ahead, Bob.
K-O-4-N-U-E, this is AA1RD. I can barely hear what's going on. It's not coming through very clear. And I can't understand what this other gentleman is saying. I can't understand it anyway. I just want to let you know I can't hardly pick anything up and I can't hear him.
Yeah, roger that. Well, this guy's been on frequency for some time, and it's just absolutely vile and vulgar, and I personally am just fed up with it. I don't know what else, what else to do about it, other than, instead of just sitting around and taking it, I'm absolutely fed up with it. And if all I can do is pursue him on frequency, then that's what I'm going to do. And try to get in his mind a little bit and see if I can, talk some sense into him. But it just sounds like to me that, I think his mother or father just mistreated the ever-loving Dickens out of him growing up. But, I'm just, like I said, I'm fed up with it, man. I am so fed up with it.
Well, thank you for coming back. NUEAA1RD, thanks for coming back and explaining it. I don't quite understand what's going on, but I thank you for giving me that update. And pretty sad situation, it sounds like. Pretty sad situation. Sorry to hear that. Okay, AA1RD, I'll be standing by.
Nice talking to you, sir. And I'll be clear. It's KO4NUE 73.
4NUE KO4PXP.
Go ahead, Lloyd. How are you tonight, sir?
Good. I'm also seeing how you're doing. That from your working with your doing your shack, and hopefully not as sore and tired as you were from the day you talked to me about it.
Not like I was the other day. I finally got the roof done, and I'm on the interior now, trying to get the walls done, and trying to stay 4 or 5 steps ahead for electrical, and I just got to do some things different that I want to do different electrically, and that's just. Oh, man, that's just consuming a lot of time, trying to plan out the grounding, and not just the grounding, but to be able to access the grounding easily, So that's that's a lot of extra work. You know, that one little ground bar that you, you know, you kind of want to hook things to. It's just, it sounds easy, but, you know, unless you want copper laying out on the floor and just hook a jumper clip to it, you know, you gotta do things a little different.
That is definitely true. You want it to look neat, but also be accessible. Again, if you ever need to get to it to add things or repair things.
Yeah, and then there's the coax. You know, got to deal with that. And that's kind of what I'm, you know, in here in the ham shack now. I've got, my goodness, Lord, I got coax everywhere. You know. So I'm just trying to find a way to, what I'm struggling with now is, you know, getting coax through the wall, so that it looks neat. And there just comes a point to where it's like the event horizon, it just explodes and you can't contain it anymore. And that's, you know, that's where I'm at. So I'm trying to find a way to put coax in one side of the building and be able to move it hidden where I want it. And that's, you know, it takes ducting and PVC and all that needs to be put in the walls. It's just, it's a nightmare.
That's definitely... sounds like a headache. Do are you, when you're running the cable in the PVC pipe, are you using a fish tape to do so, or using a string, a weighted string?
Initially, the way I do that initially is I'll tie some fishing line to a rag and then insert it into the PVC and then take a shot vac on the other end and suck the rag through the PVC. And that's the neat thing about it. It doesn't matter how long it is. It's going to pull that rag with that fishing line all the way through. So when I pull the fishing line through, then I'll tie some paracord to the fishing line and pull it back through the other end. Now I've got something I can really pull with. But when you get, you know, four or five pieces of PVC in there, I mean coax, you really can't form a good vacuum. So after the second or third run, when I pull a piece of coax through, I'll tie a piece of paracord to it, and I'll leave the paracord in place. So the next time I want to pull another PVC, I mean a piece of coax, I tie it to that, tie on a new string, and pull it through. So I always have one piece of paracord in the PVC when I pull the coax through, so I've got something else to pull with next time. Is that confusing?
At all, because what we do when we run network lines, Cat 5 cable, we'll sit there and put like a 2 or 3 pound fishing weight on the green and white string that is used for pull cable, and we'll just tape it around to it, and then we'll just pull that and just drop the weight down in that line, down in that pipe or whatever, and it just falls to the bottom, and we just pull the pull it from there.
Well, next time try the vacuum. I mean it works really nice. You know, we did that in Iraq a lot with you know, some of the stuff we dealt with, and it works really nice. Don't have to worry about fish tape, and you know, the staffs, they get hung on joints and things like that trying to get through the PVC. Another thing is, you know, you get a long run, squirt some dish soap, you know, take a rag saturated with dish soap and, you know, keep the outer jacket of whatever you're pulling with dish soap, and that, man, that, it'll just glide right through.
We were running a whole bunch of Cat 5 cable at one of the active detention center, the new part of the detention center. They had these the cable tracks. So we just got a remote control car and put a camera on the front of it and just put like 5 or 6 strands of Cat 5 cable on it and just let that car go down the track. And then we'd put some more cables on the other side and just kept turning around back and forth until we got all the runs done.
Well, you know, hey, do what you got to do, whatever makes it easy, right?
That definitely made it work out really well because it would pull, you know, 5 or 6 strands very easy, and we'd just hook them back to the other, you know, car going. They turn the car around, let it go back and forth until we definitely got all the strands done.
Well, we did a lot of work with pair cable for telephones. I think the biggest we ever dealt with was, I think it was 250 pair. It may have been 350 pair. I don't know. It's about 3-4 inches in diameter for telephones. We did a lot of fiber optic cable. We terminated our own ends. And let's see, CX11230, which is coax, but it's got two twisted pairs of coax in it. We dealt with a lot of data, you know. And then a lot of microwave work with waveguides, gold-plated waveguides. And, you know, we just did a lot of stuff out of the ordinary over there. You know, none of the stuff we did stateside, we really did, you know, until we got over there. But you deal with communication, that just wasn't nobody else to do it, you know. Do what you got to do, right?
Untrue. You mean you didn't use the WD-1 with a TA-312?
Just shut up. KO4NUE said that. So, yes, we had WD-1. The backup. You know, that's bad. That's when it gets bad, when you gotta rely on a TA-312. I mean, they work, but, you know, that's... You got nowhere else to go, right?
And true. Like I said, we always played the joke on people to let them hold the other end of that TA-3, the WD-1, and crank it and watch them get the shock of their life.
Yeah, 90 volts. I feel something going to eat you up.
Crank will go, that crank will take that transmission 5 miles.
Well, we might primarily dealt with DNVTs and DSVTs, and we always ran the TA-312s for you know, I guess the eagle has landed, or broken arrow, whatever you want to call it, you know, last ditch, for, you know, backup to the backup.
Was the aw poop moment.
Yeah, well, we, you know, one first thing we learned, you know, we had we controlled telephone call. Well, we controlled the switch on post, communications out through the satellite rigs. So, you know, we'd call home anytime we wanted to. I mean, it wasn't a big deal. We'd just took the phone to the side of the road and call home. And, you know, everybody else just struggling to get out. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, lines. Yeah, I'm sure you remember the lines, you know, half a mile long trying to, you know, you got like 3 minutes. And we didn't have that issue. We just, you know, plugged the phone in and call home. Just that simple.
Amen.
My units, when we were out, we were allowed so many minutes of the to use satellite to call. I said, but it'd just be just a couple of minutes because it is definitely not cheap.
Well, second thing we learned was when you control the phones, you control your ability to talk to Mama. So we learned that Mama's pretty important, being able to call home and talk to you, right? So we got to a point to where we wouldn't wait for people to come and request a phone, because you have to fill out a work ticket and, you know, how many people you got. You have to be so big. You have so much command. Well, we, you know, this first deployment, I was over the wire and cable section. We learned real quick that, hey, you know, we knew the first platoon, so we just had him allocate 30 phones that belonged to us. So we'd go to the mess hall. We'd put 3 or 4 phones in the mess hall, and we'd go over to the engineers, put some at the engineers, and go over to, you know, where the water was and the shower, you know, all of the big stuff, you know, all the amenities. And we'd give them a phone. And we'd let them keep it for 2 or 3 weeks.
NUE?
KO4 NUE. Go ahead, Bob.
Sir, to break in, but while you and the other gentlemen are talking about all this wonderful patriotic stuff that you've been doing for this country, God bless you both, the QRM, which I can't really pick out because I guess my antenna's not good, he's coming in and jumping on top of you, and I just wondered, is there anything you could do to talk to him to maybe get him out of here?
So, Lloyd, let me ask you a question. So if you were overseas and you heard chatter like this on a frequency, what'd y'all call those kind of people?
Can't say those on the radio, but they would definitely be taken to the tree line, and that's how that would be handled.
Yeah, roger that. So, Reagan, Blue Falcon, is that a good word?
Yes, sir.
Roger that. Blue Falcon, this is KO4NUE. Please get off the frequency. Just get off the frequency. That's all you got to do.
That makes your mama butthole. And my butthole.
PXB KO4NUE. Lloyd, have you ever heard anything like that before? I mean, have you ever heard anything that disturbing?
Only from true idiots.
Tell you, we're overseas. We monitor chatter going on around us, and we'd get propaganda, or not propaganda, but we'd get, you know, comments directly towards you. You know, hey, we're going to kill you. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And, you know, garbage like that. And, you know, we just something you could do about it there. But, you know. This is just brutal. My word. What in the world was that, Lloyd?
Well, we probably know what he's doing on the side turn that would, you know, make him be stupid like this and talk like that. and so he's just trying to advertise it to the world of how stupid he is.
So anyway, back to my story. Anyway, we'd put these phones out there and let them have them for 2 or 3 weeks. Especially the mess hall. You know, happiness is, there's several ways to achieve happiness, but one of them's with food. So we'd take them to the mess hall, put 3 or 4 of them out there for the cooks, let them keep them for a couple weeks. And then after a couple weeks, we'd terminate the line so they couldn't dial out. Boy, oh, they'd come straight to the help desk. My phone's not working. Y'all need to come get this phone fixed. So, you know, help desk, they'd fill out a ticket. And then, you know, the numbers we had reserved, everybody knew what the numbers were for. Well, that belongs to my cable team. You know, you have to go talk with Sergeant First Class Hightower. They'd come out there and talk, you know, hey, you got to fix this phone right now. Sergeant, fix it. I want this phone fixed right now. And I said, that's interesting. I said, you're not supposed to have a phone. I'm not exactly sure how the phone got put in there, but here's our policy. Here's what our colonel says. You got to have X amount of people before you can have a phone. And oh boy, they get mad, Lord, they get so mad. Now, I just happen to know how we can work out a deal with this phone. We having a cookout next week for the platoon, and we need some steaks. Absolutely not, Sergeant. That's blackmail. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day. And send them packing. Didn't be long. He didn't see the E4 or E5. They'd sneak in the backside of the tent. Sergeant, we got to work out some kind of deal for this, you know. I can't stand in these lines to talk to my wife. You know, what's it going to take to get the phone back in the mess hall? Well, I'm telling you, we have a cookout next week, and we need some steak. All right, how many do you want? I said, well, we need X amount, and we want them cooked. We want the potatoes to go with them. We want them cooked. We don't want to do barbecue. We just want to eat steaks and bring them out here to this tent, too. Not a problem, Sergeant Hunt. Not a problem at all. Ice cream, steak. One time, Lord, we even had lobster.
To the camps that we were in Iraq, that said we had steak and lobster pretty much 2 or 3 times a week from the places that we went to. During your time there, did you remember a soldier? I'm not sure what his rank was, but I know he was a sergeant. Sergeant Terry Davis.
Knew a couple of Davises. What was in his 50s?
Have you sat? Because I know he said he worked with the Mars and the communication system in Iraq, so I figured since you did the communication part of it too, you'd probably recall who he was.
What's the urge to say that he was in our battalion? He was heavy set. Was he balding?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah. Nice fella. Super nice fella. He came to us as an ad hoc. I want to say from Georgia, Lloyd. I can't remember, though.
He worked with the solicitor's office in Spartanburg for a long time so at that point in time, that's how I knew him, that he did the offhand IT stuff when, like, doing printers, installing printers, and just doing the simple IT stuff without having to call us for the Spartanburg Solicitor's Office. He was one of the solicitor's investigators.
Remember Jesus.
Mother nice to you growing up? How about your father? That's a rhetorical question, of course. But obviously, this guy has been absolutely rode hard and put up wet. I mean, I don't know any other way to explain it.